Hello and welcome to Udcast, episode 46. This is Head of School Dan Glass with you once again, recording live here in the Sound Lab at the Brandeis School of San Francisco. Very nice to be with you all on the Udcast. 46 episodes. Wow. We are rocking and rolling with this weekly podcast. And I think we will have a special guest back again soon in the coming weeks. But for this week, it is just me and you, dear listener. And we're going to start this week, as we start every week, with a poem. I was just given this book of poetry as a gift by a woman named Rupi Kaur, called The Sun and Her Flowers. And it was a gift to me from Moise Cohen, who is a parent here of Lev and Liam, and someone who, like me, really loves poetry. And it's been one of the blessings of my work here at Brandeis to be part of a community of people who love the arts and love poetry in particular. And so I love getting to engage with people around the world of poetry, and it's always a special day when I get a gift of a book of poems. And I have to say, this one is really beautiful, and it reminds me, I've been just starting to read through it some, it reminds me a fair bit of Ross Gay's book, Catalog of Unabashed Gratitude, that I shared a great deal last year as we used gratitude kind of as a theme for our year last year. So I wanted to just read a short piece here. And I'm going to say it's titled Community, although it seems that the way that she's structuring the poems here, title may be the wrong word. So you'll see perhaps as I read it. When the world comes crashing at your feet, it's okay to let others help pick up the pieces. If we're present to take part in your happiness when the circumstances are great, we are more than capable of sharing your pain. And then right after that, there's a gap of two lines that are blank, and then a dash and the word community in italics. And I've talked recently here on the Udcast about the function of art in sort of defamiliarizing the world for us. And here, this is an example of, how am I to understand that last word, which, and that structure is used not in every poem in the book, but very consistently throughout the book. It feels like a title, but it's almost also like a summary. The English teacher in me also, can see it as a kind of a thesis coming at the end of the poem, as it would at the end of an introductory paragraph. Really interesting. But I've been thinking about community not so much in the context presented here in the poem, but more so in terms of learning communities. Last Friday in third grade, my older daughter Sonia gave a presentation about some of our family rituals. And this is a presentation that all students are invited to give in third grade in thinking about the kinds of rituals and family traditions that shape their experience. And she invited Bubby and Grandpa to join with me and my wife Kate in the class with her. And during the presentation, we talked about some of the rhythms and practices that punctuate our family life, from our Shabbat dinner / family movie night combo, which is now many, many years old, so much so that we are desperate for there to be more better family movies. So if any of you are movie makers out there, that would be great. We also do things like pause over and think about and share what we're grateful for each week after we have challah. And at one point, Sonia's teacher asked the visiting adults about traditions from our family lives and interfaith backgrounds. And I was struck by one of my wife Kate's responses, that a tradition in her family was to read or to be readers. And I was immediately struck by how true that is. Everyone in her family reads voraciously. And Kate herself also reads voraciously. But it led me down a path of wondering and thinking about what and how we model for our kids as parents, as educators, and as a community. Certainly, as you might imagine, given how much poetry and other literary texts I've shared here in the Yudcast, ours is a very book-filled household, so we model that a lot. But I was thinking also at the level of the community, at the level of the school with educators. And in that vein, on Tuesday this week, I was lucky to get to join the Shalom Hartman Institute of North America's Executive Director Learning Series, which is this wonderful seminar-based kind of salon project that brings together senior leadership from Jewish organizations around the Bay Area to study Jewish philosophy and rabbinic thought as it relates to contemporary issues. This is only the second time I've been able to attend one of these, and in every case, they've been absolutely fascinating. In the spring, we had a discussion about coalition building and how Jewish institutions and communities sort of build bridges and coalitions with other communities, with other organizations or institutions within the community. On this week, we studied with Dr. Yehuda Kurtzner, who's the president of the Shalom Hartman Institute of North America, and just a fascinating thinker, in my opinion. One of those impressively intelligent human beings where just sitting and having a conversation, the range of the depth of his thought and the range of his sources in just talking out loud is kind of astonishing. But we were studying about notions of social and political change as they show up in Jewish text. All the way back from Torah to rabbinic commentary and contemporary philosophers and thinkers. It was a rich, layered conversation, and as Dr. Kurtzner promised early in the discussion, the questions we asked ourselves and each other were more important than any answers we came up with. So, you know, it's this really interesting conversation. And as I walked back to Muni to return to school, I felt grateful not just for the particular instance of learning and what I took out of those texts and those conversations with, you know, people working in really varied organizations from JCCs to JCRC, the Jewish Community Relations Council, to people in the museum world, really just a wide range of different organizations. But I also really was feeling grateful for the value placed on learning itself, that so many CEOs would set aside half a day to try to better understand themselves and their work as leaders. This emphasis on learning and nurturing a community of learners is big in the Jewish community at large, and certainly here at Brandeis as well. And it's informed how we've grown our funding for and diversity of programs relating to professional development over the past 3 years, so that every member of our faculty has ongoing opportunities to better understand themselves and their work as teachers. And when I got back to school, just one more little moment of modeling and learning that I really loved, I caught the end of this exchange between a kindergartner and a teacher out in the hall. This teacher was down on one knee, face to face with this boy who had the slumped shoulders and downward cast of a kid who was having a tough morning. As I walked past, I saw the teacher flash a big smile to the boy and tell him, "We're just gonna take a big eraser and erase all of that, okay?" Turning into my office, I saw the boy with big sweeps of his arm kind of air erasing whatever it was that had him down. I appreciated the modeling there, that we can take time to reset ourselves energetically and that we care for each other's emotional well-being. Seeing this interaction, I felt grateful for our amazing faculty who make the time to get down on a kid's level and engage with students as human beings. I also feel grateful for our academic leadership, like Jenny Wren and Dr. Savon Tarlay, Debbie Artsmore, who have brought our school into partnership with the Institute for Social and Emotional Learning to deepen our practice around SEL and connect those practices to Jewish thought, values, and traditions. So this is just a couple little moments. What a mentor of mine, Debbie Fried, describes as fractals, or just one snapshot that you can expand out from and understand the entirety of an organization's culture. And hopefully these are pictures that speak to our culture as an organization as well. So with that, I wish you all weekends full of joyful learning and cheerful faces, my friends. And Shabbat Shalom to any of you listening on Shabbat. Thank you for joining us here on the Yudcast, and we'll see you again next week.